This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you think, Sean? I told you, pretty good, right?
That song's great.
Yeah.
This is exactly my vibe.
They were at Boston Calling, and then they did that show on Sunday night.
That's kind of awesome.
That's a late birthday song for my daughter, Julia Hill, who loves that band.
And her birthday was Saturday?
I was just posting a picture to celebrate her birthday weekend.
Right. Oh, you and said happy birthday, Julia, okay, not like, oh, celebrating Julia's birthday for the weekend.
I know when my firstborn was born, it was the greatest day of my life.
She's also the nicest, sweetest human being of all time.
She's solid. Like,
she's listening to the show right now, so that's for her.
And she teaches in Eastie, so
yes, she does.
She gets mad credit for that.
You both have unbelievable daughters, like the nicest, sweetest people.
Yeah, my wife, she did all the work.
Good job parenting.
Yeah, my wife, she does all the work.
Nobody cares about your kids. Why do you guys talk about them so much?
This is all the work.
This is Dan from Rhode Island, where we will be tomorrow night for pregame. Yes. For the road show at the Landing at 7:30. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up? I just real quick want to clear up this Rory thing with the driver.
Yeah.
The whole story is every week the tour tests randomly 50 people for equipment. And Rory's driver, what happens is these guys use it so much the face becomes too thin. So it's a legal driver 1 week. They just don't know when it's not going to be legal. And there was another guy who had his driver's fail, too, the night before. Guess who it was? It was Scotty Scheffler, the guy who won the freaking tournament. So that whole story is just nothing.
Wait, so if it's nothing, why did he avoid the media 4 consecutive days on it, Dan?
Because that's Rory being a dink. It had nothing to do with his driver. He's just a dink.
It had nothing to do with his driver, Dan? What are you talking about?
The story was totally overblown.
He hasn't talked to the media dozens of times. That's who he is.
No, I understand. I get it. But an entire tournament in the aftermath of that story, Scotty Scheffler met with the media, talked about it. We talked about Scotty Scheffler on the show the same day we talked about Rory.
And Shime, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to be silent when we are talking about golf.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought it was just my own golf game, but okay, I'll just take a back seat. Hop in the back seat.
In general.
And I'll say, general. Dad, when are we going to get there?
On Curtis's lead, I will say this. I call Jack. Like, you owe the guy a phone call.
Yep.
You're not going to play in his tournament. Just call him.
Call the dinosaur.
It takes you 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. Good morning and hello to those that may be watching this show on Twitch or YouTube this morning. And this show every day on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And tomorrow through Sunday, celebrate the dads and the grads in your life with timeless elegance from Springer's. So whether you're honoring a father's legacy or a graduate's achievement, they will help you find just the right watch at Springer's Jewelers. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. My lead today is about Daryl Doucette, who is the 35-year-old longtime starting quarterback for the U.S. flag football team, who has spoken to the Washington Post after it was confirmed that NFL players would be able to go out for the team for the 2028 Olympics in L.A. In his interview, he said, "The flag guys deserve their opportunity. That's all we want. We felt like we worked hard to get the sport to where it's at. And then when the NFL guys spoke about it, it was like we were getting kicked to the side. I felt like I was the guy who could speak out for my peers, for my brothers that have been working hard to get to this level, for us not to be forgotten." Oh. Now, let me be clear. The NFL players are not just given a roster spot on the Olympic team. They have to go out for it. So if you, Daryl, and your brethren have what it takes to make the U.S. flag football team in the Olympics to be the greatest it could be, then you will be given those spots. If you feel like you are better qualified than, say, Patrick Mahomes in flag football, then you will be given that spot. I personally don't know if that will be the case, but I think that you speaking out to the Washington Post did not do what you thought it would. I don't think that it was your big one that said, oh yeah, wait, maybe we should reconsider this. If you want to grow the sport, if you want to get eyeballs on the sport, you need a guy like Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you don't make it, you could just go back to your over 40 flag football league and play on Sunday mornings, Daryl.
Bro, just watch video of him. He looks like a kid on a school ground. It's not even like it's not even close to real football.
But the way in which he's talking about it is so narcissistic, but also just so losery. Like, he basically says that just because you're good in the NFL doesn't mean you'd be good at flag football because it takes different skill. You were the NFL player?
I mean, just it's really run routes and throw the football. If you're a good quarterback in the NFL, you should be able to throw footballs and flag football. But
let me see, if I'm given the choice of Lamar Jackson or Daryl Doucette, I think I'm gonna go with Lamar Jackson.
And it's so honestly, I don't know, it's just like so dumb. I'm not gonna watch it. Am I gonna watch Patrick Mahomes versus, like, you know, Ivan Slovakov from Slovakia?
You wouldn't watch.
No,
it's the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't really care. Like, other than the only real sports events that I watch in the Olympics, I watch the basketball because I know some of the European players and I want to see how it looks. I watch the hockey part because I know some of the European players, and maybe the 40-yard. The 100-yard dash. But other than that,
but Curtis nailed it. Tom Brady ought to be the guy.
Right, or Fitzy took that from me, but yeah.
You see somebody in Twitch right now that's like, you guys are missing the point. This is a terrible take. I don't know what the point is besides this guy thinks that he is better qualified to play on the U.S. flag football team in the Olympics than the NFL players. That's his point.
Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley would be better suited than this guy.
He has the career passing yardage record in the amateur flag football league. So
I mean, honestly, are you going to watch it?
Look at this. USMC Coldman 94. It's his livelihood, Courtney. Why are you being such a bitch about it? He has just as much right to make money in the NFL guys do. That is what I'm saying. He is going to go out for the team, as is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes is not going out for the team. Believe that.
Oh, wow. A lot of texts and comments on this. Don't be ignorant, Courtney. Thinking that a pro football player will be better at flag football is like thinking a pro hockey player will be a better
player. That's not even close to reverse.
This has reached mansplaining new levels. Can we just take a timeout? You absolute losers that play flag football Saturdays in the parks of Cambridge are not better than Patrick Mahomes. Every one of these guys that play flag football wishes they were in the NFL couldn't make it.
But, like, they elevated the sport. Then the NFL guys just step in. No, the NFL and U.S. flag football have come to an agreement that everybody has to try out. Whoever the best players during tryouts are going to make the team. If Daryl Doucette...
Curtis, these over 30 or over 40 hardo texts are fantastic. He isn't exactly... It's a 508 text. He isn't exactly wrong, though. Granted, everybody is going to have their shot, but sometimes it can be harder to grab a flag than it is to just tackle
someone. I quit. Stop.
Yeah. The fact that we even got flag football as an Olympic sport, stop it.
I'll watch. I'm excited.
I'd rather watch. Well, I mean, I'm waiting for pole dancing to become an Olympic sport.
Can we please have these guys call in? I beg of you.
This is Raj. What's up, Raj?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First of all, great show. Love you guys. Listen to you every morning going to work.
Thank you.
So thanks for that, Greg. I used to was a defensive coordinator for a team called the Toronto Raptors. It's an indoor arena flag football.
Right. Yeah, thanks. Defensive coordinator? No,
guys.
They don't need a defensive coordinator.
I wanted to hear.
The defense is you grab. You
that's
grab
not
the
nice.
When the dude's running by, you grab his flag. That's how you play defense.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to be ready for all those trick plays.
I wanted to hear.
Yeah, they have headsets. Know what they should bring back?
Did that guy have business cards? Do you think printed?
Probably. Definitely.
Defensive coordinator for the Toronto Flag football team.
I wonder who's scouting.
I mean, what?
I wonder who's scouting. He's out there as a scout.
Greg, this is the perfect opportunity. I might actually be able to drop an offensive play for flag football.
You know what they should bring back, Greg, is the for an Olympic sport, the Lingerie Football League. Yes. Now watch that.
Yes, I know you would.
That
I know
watch.
You would.
The Toronto Raptors?
Yeah.
I thought that was a basketball.
It is.
413 text. Imagine thinking that a guy who works 9 to 5 and plays flag football on the weekends is better than an NFL player when it comes to playing flag football. Yes. You're That's making crazy. A great point, Texter.
They chase their dreams. There's a thing you can follow on social media. It's like 37U. It's called like where guys go out and play football on the weekends, like full blown tackle football. Oh, it's bad.
What a great lead, Courtney.
Good job.
No, I just. I'm
serious.
Hold on.
Thank you.
My face hurts.
847 text. Flag football is a different game. Don't sell those guys short. I played on an intramural flag team at a Big Ten school. And it's all about speed and misdirection.
Speed and misdirection.
Right. That's not what actual football's like.
Yeah. No misdirection at all.
You don't need speed.
Right. Not many fast guys in the NFL. Yep. You can change direction real quick.
I'm sure those Big Ten flag football parties were epic.
Yeah. Imagine Tyreek Hill with a flag on. I don't know if you're going to catch that boy.
Why are you belittling me? Tyreek Hill's never played it before. He would suck.
All I know is that if that's the case, Daryl Doucette has nothing to worry about. He'll be perfectly fine.
He'll win his spot.
Correct.
Yes, he will.
Yep.
No, he ain't winning nothing. Come on, flag. What is it? The United States of America flag football representatives. We got Patrick Mahomes or what's his name? Daryl Doucette. I think I know who they're going to take as their quarterback.
I love the text, too, because including Big Ten definitely makes you more of a football guy.
All right.
Ken, we should try to get Daryl on the show.
Okay, I'll reach out.
Or do you think he's lifting right now?
Well, we can find out.
He's definitely training. When's the Olympics? 2020?
He might be at a QB clinic.
Yeah. He's definitely training.
Why don't you DM him and ask him if he's available?
He's working with Brady's quarterback coach. Hey.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's wild. Great lead, though.
Good job.
Excellent, Courtney.
Right. Wiggy, we'll get to your lead coming up.
You got it, brother.
My lead as well. And right now, Courtney, and everything that is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop another to the Brewers, this time in extra innings. 5-1, the final from Milwaukee. The Sox had the lead until the bottom of the ninth, and they went to the 10th, where Christian Yelich's first career walk-off home run was a grand slam with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Richard Fitz got the start. He went 3 innings, giving up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 2. Last one with the Brewers today. First pitch at 1:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. In the NBA, the Pacers take game 4, 130-121, the final in Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double in front of his dad. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists for him in the win. The Pacers lead the Knicks 3-1. OKC is going to try to close out their series tonight against Minnesota. Tip of that one is at 8:30.
Justin Jefferson is no business being on this flag football team.
It'd be like my Uncle Dougie, who's like a weekend warrior softball player, going, no, we don't want MLB guys playing. They don't know how to play softball. Can you imagine Juan Soto? He don't know how to hit a softball.
In the NHL, Edmonton goes up 3-1 on Dallas, taking game 4 at home 4-1. The Florida Panthers will try to close out their series with the Hurricanes in North Carolina tonight. Puck drop is at 8. And when it comes to the Bruins, sources are saying Marco Sturm and Mitch Love are the finalists for the head coaching position. We could have a head coach by the end of the week. The Pats have the 5th voluntary practice today. We will hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 11:45. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big news for saving on summer refreshments. Select soda is now buy two, get two free at Shaw's and Star Market. Buy two, get two free on 12-pack cases of Coca-Cola and Pepsi. 12-ounce cans, lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Follow-up text from the Big Ten guy, Curtis. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I can't see text in here.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah, our quarterback was all Big Ten second team, but keep making your jokes. We'll see what happens.
Was Will Howard your starting quarterback?
Believe me, everybody at that Big Ten school was making their jokes. You just weren't privy to them.
All right. Rest of the leads, and then they said it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Getaway day for this show tomorrow. We are on our way to Newport, Rhode Island, and the beautiful Ocean Cliff Hotel.
Oof.
For roadshow number 3 on this fourth roadshow season.
Boss Man Laird, maybe the finest accommodations to date.
Really?
In 4 years of roadshow.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, right on the water, Wiggy. It is a beautiful location. One of my best friends had her rehearsal dinner at this spot.
Okay. I mean, it is... Was a beautiful Newport mansion built in like 1878 or
yeah.
something like that, and it is beautiful. And then we will be with you at the landing,
which I hear great things about. One of my good friends goes to Newport all the time. He can't make it tomorrow, and he's pissed because he says the landing is the best spot in town.
It is
great,
and it's covered. I was talking to my guy Frankie, who runs that joint down there, yesterday, and. Doesn't matter what the weather is, and there's music. And then the road show is Friday morning at the Lobster Bar in Newport. And the mayor of Newport, Charlie Holder, will join us with a special presentation at 8:45 on Friday morning at the Lobster Bar. And I mentioned this earlier, but... The Landing and the Lobster Bar both donating $10 for and Miller Lite, $10 for every Miller Lite sold at either event to the employees of the Matunic Oyster Bar. And we talked last week on the show about the unfortunate fire at Matunic and the servers and the bartenders. And the valet guys and the kitchen staff are all without jobs this summer. And so they have established a fund to help them. And the very generously, the Landing and the Lobster Bar are going to, every time you buy a Miller Lite, they're going to donate $10 to that fund. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. But we have leads left this morning. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning. So with your Boston Red Sox, I kind of did some kind of looking around and digging and seeing what this team potentially looks like and where they could be. And I've come up with the conclusion within the month of June, they have 26 games. And out of those 26 games, 12 of them are against teams that have a record above 500 and the other 14 are against teams with a record below 500. So I asked the question, could the Red Sox, for them to be in it come the end of June, basically July 1st, a couple weeks out before the All-Star break, can they go 16-10 in the month of June? Now, I don't know if that's a possibility because in the month of May, they basically are 10-15, and that, but in April they did go 16-11. So when you look at where they are,
yep.
and potentially could this season be over by the All-Star break if they continue to play the way that they're playing? I think that if you know you're a Red Sox fan and you were like a lot of us who had expectations of this team, you know, making the playoffs, fighting for the division, that this season could be over by the end of this month if they don't turn things around. And when I say turn things around, not just play 500 baseball, they have to play well above 500 baseball. But I don't know if they can do that. And if you look at the All-Star breaks the past 3 years, 2024, 10 games over 500, that's pretty good. 5 games over 500 in 2023. And in 2021, 3 games over 500, which puts you right in the mix for potentially fighting for a wild card spot.
I mean, how long do you think they'll be without Bregman? I mean,
they're saying like 8, 9, 10 weeks. So 2 months at least.
I mean, so disaster.
Yeah, and that's why I said if they have and if you look at the teams that they play in June, the teams that are good, you play the Yankees twice. You have two series against the Yankees twice. You play the Giants, who are pretty good, and then you play Seattle. Like, if you're not able to really, really, especially against the Yankees, you know, make some good headway, the Red Sox season is over by July 4th.
And the Red Sox right now are 3 games worse than they were at this point last year.
Oof. Right.
With a team that was a fraction as talented.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, going into it, you got your ace.
Yeah.
Like, how excited was everybody about Garrett Crochet?
Right.
He's been great.
He's been great. But the bullpen is just a disaster. I love Liam Hendricks, but
right, yeah, he can't figure it out. But when you look at, because we talked about like biggest expectations and choke jobs. I mean, the Celtics had high expectations about them. With the Red Sox, they're right behind them because our expectations on the Red Sox. Some people had them winning the division, but we all expected this team to be a legitimate playoff contender.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for the Orioles, they would be finishing last place again.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Speaking as we just were about amateur athletic competitions, the annual cheese rolling event occurred on Monday in England. I don't know if you went to that when you lived in England, Curtis.
I did not, no.
It happens on Cooper's Hill in Gloucestershire, England.
Oh, wrong.
And I want you to see this poor gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Holy
bollocks. They had to call MedFlight and Jesus. 2 ambulances to take participants to the hospital this year. Some of the competitors said that the Curtis, the slope this year was dry and unforgiving. Mm. And so if you look at that... If
Holy
you look at that dude
cow.
Chasing the cheese wheel and the spill that he took, wow. I am shocked that he is still alive and with us right now.
Oh,
that is true athletic competition.
I mean,
that is not over 40 flag football. Right. That is
could Mahomes do that?
No way Mahomes could do that. Look at that air.
And Shyam, you can relate. That's all to catch a giant wheel of cheese. I'm sure you would sacrifice your body for the same thing. Am I right?
I would do anything for a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, same
wow, that up. Is very yeah. dangerous. Right. The cheese better be good.
Oh, cheese is always there. Is there a bad cheese?
Yeah,
not really.
There are some.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, those are our leads. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Catches Law, and they want to honor those who built this incredible city. Whether they have been part of constructing it, or driving and delivering things, or caring for those in our city, please nominate your hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, and Catches has some incredible prizes for them. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Red Sox. Wiggy just had a lead on the Sox, and Jonathan Papelbon has let people know that he believes you need to keep Roman Anthony in AAA. Even though this team needs a spark, here was what Pap had to say.
You got to leave him here. I'm sorry. I mean, I know...
Jonathan.
I know you have a shiny new red Ferrari that you want to go out and take it and push it to 185 miles an hour, right?
The team up here is a Honda Civic. What are we doing?
Guess what? guess what? You don't want to wreck your brand new Ferrari.
That's what I think.
The first
too.
Month in the big leagues, kid.
I don't get that.
I mean, in the Twitch chat, Game Dog says Jonathan Papelbon is right. And I'm assuming that that is based on this team and how they're doing and why bring him up early. And I mean, he's ready, right? I mean, he's the
yes.
All he does is hit home runs.
He just mashes.
The team stinks
all day, every day.
Meyer looks good.
What an odd impulse! Like the team stinks. He's great at one thing you need, and we're worried about him being ruined. If he's ruined by this, he was never the best prospect in baseball anyway.
And and Marcelo Meyer looks good. I mean, like, he doesn't look like he's going to be ruined from this. It looks like, if anything, you know.
Well, I mean, could you argue that they made the move with Christian Campbell too early?
No, I think that people looked at him and he started off good. He's, you know, in a little bit of a slump, but, you know, baseball players go through that. Can he get himself out of that? I would expect he can, but you want to know what you have in a guy, right? You're never going to know that until that guy comes up from the minors and gets into the majors to know if, like, okay, can he do this night in and night out?
I mean, Shine brought up the spark. We talked about it during the 6 o'clock hour. They got walked off in extra innings last night, and it doesn't seem like the future is that bright. So like, what are you waiting for? Bring the guy up and see if he does something for you. And I don't, where is he going to play? Like, I don't care. Make him
place the outfield.
Make him utility Roman. Like,
I don't understand the idea of how you're going to destroy him. Like, he's just going to come play the field and hit. Like, if the team loses, okay. Mm-hmm. But if he's playing well, he knows he can compete at the MLB level, right, and you have something to build around.
508 texter, the argument is you don't want to bring him up to a struggling ball club.
Why?
Maybe it's his mental health.
Right, because the best prospects in baseball are usually on really great teams.
Probably also the guy that didn't want to start Drake May, too.
I mean, if Rafaela has shown he could play the infield before, you could easily put Anthony out there, and then you'll be able to figure out where you want to put Rafaela in the infield.
So you say bring him up.
Yeah, of course.
When it comes to baseball, I go to the all-city catcher first for their opinion.
Of course. Right. And you guys laughed at me yesterday.
Yeah.
And now here's Jonathan Papelbon, another big leaguer, who's telling you don't bring up your best prospect. But yet you want me to believe Middlebrooks when he says no, toes should not be on the grass.
Jeez, Middlebrooks really got under your skin yesterday.
I mean, listen.
I think it's because he came at you on social media.
No, I got no issues with that. I don't mind the platform. I just say, Will, if I'm your manager, your toes better be on the grass when there's two outs and the base is juiced. And it's we're down by one run.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, let's head over to football, because Terry Bradshaw has spoken about Aaron Rodgers and the potential to join the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team he played so long for and won 4 Super Bowls with. Here is what Terry Bradshaw had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
He might not know you.
Dink.
He might not know who Bradshaw is. Well, Bradshaw played 50 years ago.
Come on, Wiggy.
Stop
Terry
it.
Bradshaw
He's been on TV for like 2 decades. Wiggy.
Some of these guys, listen. I felt that way before, but then when I see some of these guys in the NBA and they don't know like some of the great players of the past, I mean, Rodgers.
Well, they know who Charles Barkley and Shaq are.
Maybe Charles Barkley and Shaq.
I mean, those are guys that are on TV. I understand that players don't know about Bradshaw's playing career.
But then it's Aaron Rodgers, so you never know with him. I mean, if Bradshaw looking at, so who would you want? Explain to me this, Terry Bradshaw, all you Pittsburgh Steelers fans. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be good.
Oh, but, bat signal for Derek.
Yeah.
Here's haven't heard your, from Derek in a long time.
Here are your QBs that are available out right now. Carson Wentz, Desmond Ridder, C.J. Beathard, Teddy Bridgewater.
Doucette, the guy that's the flag football
guy.
Yeah,
Doucette's available.
Daryl.
Tyler Huntley.
Teddy Bradshaw basically said he liked Kenny Pickett. He goes on to say that.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett plays for Cleveland.
I know, but I'm saying,
and guess
like,
what? Kenny Pickett was drafted by Pittsburgh.
No,
and
I know, but that's
him.
What I'm saying. He said that they should have stuck with Kenny Pickett.
Well, clearly Bradshaw and the front office are on two different pages when it comes to Kenny Pickett. If you're the Pittsburghs, if I'm a Steelers fan and I'm looking at my team that has the potential, that's a playoff team, and we need a quarterback.
Yes.
I'm roll the dice on Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Yeah. I think Courtney is, I don't know whether she'll be right in the end, but Aaron Rodgers is just not worth it.
Teddy Bradshaw.
Terry.
Yeah, did I say Teddy?
Yes, she knows.
Terry. Teddy Bradshaw.
See, this is what happens when you came at Shime with the pizza thing. He's going to
Well, you did that. I saw it all happening behind the scenes, so it's all right.
I mean, Billy.
I never correct anybody else on the show, but.
No, don't worry about it. We knew who you were talking about.
Yeah, we did.
I think Teddy is his brother. Played a little flag football
a great guy.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Teddy Bradshaw.
Back in the day.
If he did have a brother, he probably would
be
Teddy.
It's not really that. That one's not that funny, Shime. I hate to say it, but like you keep doing it. It's probably.
Because there's Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Teddy,
there is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw.
Cool aesthetic. I watched a little. Okay, that one was funny.
You watch what?
I used to watch Terry Bradshaw's family's reality show as well.
Oh, was
so,
it good?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, failure to launch, good flick.
Very I just good. Don't. I can't believe he is still doing television.
Yeah.
No offense to the way he has taken to being older, but he struggles a little bit sometimes on that.
I mean, if Lee Corso can do it, I guess they'll just keep
He's
rolling.
He's done.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was doing it last year. They'll just keep rolling guys
but
out.
He seemed to be great. Like, I feel like he could have kept going.
Lee Corso?
Yeah.
No.
No.
At least Teddy Bradshaw still got his, you know, faculties about him when it comes to being able to talk about the game a little bit. Yeah, Lee was, other than the wave and putting the little, hat on, picking the teams, he was,
no.
He was gone.
What's next, Shime?
Next, Greg, we can hear from Shyam Charania, joined the Pat McAfee program, and talked about how the Celtics will make offseason moves and kind of how they're going to go about doing that. Here he was on the McAfee program.
So let's go for the Celtics. They're going to make trades. The Boston Celtics will have a much different roster next season, potentially. They'll definitely have a different roster. The question is just how severe as far as the movement is going to be for them. I think you look at Jason Tatum. Of course, he's injured. Can't really trade him. That's really the face of your franchise. I think after that, it's really going to depend on what value can you get. I think teams are going to express a lot of interest in Jrue Holiday. Teams are going to inquire about Kristaps Porzingis. Teams are going to inquire about Jaylen Brown. And I think the Celtics are going to have to identify what value can we get for each of these players, which player does it make sense to trade? Is there anywhere where we can get some players back that can help right now, potentially help us moving forward? We can get some assets for this team. Probably isn't going to be in the same place as far as contention.
Yeah.
But listen, you have Joe Mazzulla as your coach. You still have a chance potentially to get Jason Tatum back at the end of the season. If you keep Jaylen Brown, he's a guy that you have a lot of faith in to lead this team. I think they're going to do a lot of things to retool this roster.
Sure.
But again, there's a lot of question marks around Al Horford's future, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. We said it on this show. The Celtics will explore trades. They're going to make moves this summer.
Hmm. Well, looking at that was very interesting because the only real value guys that I feel like they have, in my opinion, is Jaylen Brown and Derek White. When you think of value, those are the two most valuable assets that you have. Mm-hmm. Like Porzingis. Yeah,
there's not a lot of value there.
No,
do you think?
Not in Porzingis, not in Jrue Holiday, Al Horford. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about trading for him, but him coming back, I don't think is like a value if he comes back. You have two really good assets in Jaylen Brown being first and Derek White. Which one are you willing to part ways with to get you something back? And I think that's going to be the question that the Celtics are going to have to ask.
No chance they tank for a pick.
I don't think you tank, but I think if you just bring Jaylen Brown back and you move on from everybody else, maybe it's hard for them to win, and then you're in the lottery, and then you could use the lottery assets to trade for established player, and then you have Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and new established player.
Okay. That's they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And the news with Courtney is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next. Courtney, before you begin, I was asked yesterday on the social medias, and I didn't know the answer. What is the email address for roadshow photos?
It is
for our photo array on Twitch.
Local Legends. That's Legends with an S. ghs@gmail.com.
Okay. We are always trying to update the photo array that runs during the breaks on our Twitch feed. And so, therefore, if you took any photos on the Cape on Thursday or Friday in Bourne, please shoot them off to Courtney and we will get updated on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And it is all about dads and grads right now. And so if you want to get either a beautiful timepiece, and every dad and every grad would love to have a beautiful timepiece, then just go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. All right. Where do you want to start news-wise?
We're going to start with that crazy incident at Mass General yesterday. A man approached an officer who was working a detail on Cambridge Street around 8:40 a.m. He was able to get a hold of the officer's gun, and shots were fired. He shot himself in the foot. It seemed like the man was suffering from a mental situation, a mental issue, a mental break. The officers, as well as a good Samaritan, were able to detain the man, who was then taken into custody. Mm. The officer was not injured. Nobody else was injured. Just the man who took the gun and shot himself in the foot.
I was wondering what all this traffic was.
We do.
Yeah. From the Good Samaritan, I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
I heard a gunshot. Cops were across the street. They were yelling out for help. So I ran across the street, and I jumped on the guy, straddled his chest, and then I grabbed his arm. The gun was on the ground to my right. I was laying on top of him over here. And I can see the gun 2 feet away from me. So he removed the cop's weapon.
Mm. Hero.
How the hell you remove a cop's weapon?
I was, I cannot stand when I, for whatever reason, I ended up taking Storrow Drive home from here yesterday and got caught in the traffic for that thing. And it was a cluster F of epic proportions.
That's the way I go home. And I was like,
is that the way you go home every day?
Yeah, because there's never traffic.
No, there's always traffic.
On Storrow Drive.
Yes.
No.
Take the Pike.
What
made
you do that?
You know what it was? I was dropping off the Defender in the back lot here for the incredible Land Rover of Norwood people. That Defender, I might have to buy that.
That is nice.
The one that I had last week, I'm dreaming about.
The matte black, it is.
Matte
those
black
vehicles
is nice.
Are,
and the peanut butter guts is nice, too.
Peanut butter I want so bad.
Sick.
Yeah, those are nice vehicles.
So, do I ask how much, or do I even want to know?
I can tell you what you want to know.
Well, you probably could have bought one with all the things you had
brand new
to your house.
Brand new, top of the line, will cost you about $140.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
But you could probably get one for like 85.
Yeah. I can't wait to see which one we get for this week.
Yes.
Yeah, those things are dope.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
There was a mass shooting at a mall in Waterbury, Connecticut yesterday, injuring 5. The extent of those injuries are unknown at this time, but a person of interest was taken into custody late last night. Police believe this was not a random act of violence. Here's some audio from the police.
We do not believe this was a random act of violence. We believe this started as a conflict. And it escalated. We do know that there was one gunman at this time we've identified. That gunman was armed with a semi-automatic pistol. We recovered some evidence on the scene that's assisting us in identifying the type of weapon that was used, and we're hoping to identify the shooter through our investigative means and our forensic technology.
Mm. All right, well, that's scary, too.
Yeah, be
very
careful
scary
up there.
Yeah. Yep. There are some questions about two female Secret Service agents who got into a fight, a physical fight, outside of the Obama's mansion in Washington, D.C. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, we have the surveillance video. The two agents have been suspended as an internal investigation takes place, but the Secret Service confirmed the authenticity of the surveillance video. This went down around 2:30 a.m. on May 21st.
What were they fighting about? Aren't they supposed to be protecting the former president? Yeah.
Correct. They do not know what they were fighting about, okay. But during the brawl, one of the officers allegedly grabbed her radio and threatened to whoop this girl's ass. Mm. That is a direct quote.
Whoop? Okay, whoop. She said whoop?
Whoop. Or maybe whoop.
Whoop. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say whoop. Is that a midterm?
That's kind of an important job. Can we maybe upgrade?
Well, they may have relaxed some of their hiring standards, right. Curtis. Right. I don't know that for a fact.
I'm glad we had the vaccine requirements.
I mean, just like Greg's cookout, you know why they were fighting. They're probably banging the same dude. That's exactly
you think
it is.
Obama? Right? Always is?
No, another CIA agent on this, you know, something is happening.
Could you imagine you're president of the United States for 8 years, one of the most historic figures in the history of our country, and your post-presidency is your wife doing a podcast saying how bad of a husband you are and how miserable she was in the marriage every week?
Are they divorced or are they staying together?
I don't know.
I don't think that they're divorced. But, yeah, I mean, at least not to the public.
Yeah.
It looked like he was skiing the slopes about 8 months ago.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
And
better not comment on Caitlin Clark.
Threatened to whoop this girl's ass. It could have been whoop.
I mean, maybe. I didn't know if that was like a new term.
It wasn't whip. It was whoop or whoop.
I didn't know if that was either one.
It was one.
They're both bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a new term.
Nobody wants to be whooped or whipped.
Yeah,
Except for Sean. Sean likes to get whipped.
I like to whoop it up.
There it is.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.